Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Dana Williamson with Blog Talk with Bless Bureau. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry to sound so flustered, but let me tell you, this has been like the second time that I have had to look at our dashboard and say, guys, we did not schedule today's podcast. How do they even know we're here? So listen, I am so sorry that this is what happens. But you know what? Thank you so much for being a part. Thank you so much for just listening in and you know what? Showing up. So let's get past some housekeeping right now before I get to the topic of today. And our housekeeping is basically this. We are part of the Bad Brand, and we can be found at www.badfbi.info. We can also be found at www.baddenmarie.com. This is a blessing to be able to come to you and speak to you about all the things entrepreneurship, all the things faith in entrepreneurship, all the things that God says about us and our gifts and how those things make room for us. And, you know, this is what we do. This is what we do, and I am so excited about that because the Bad Brand offers so much for so many people. There's a group of people that say, oh, wow, this is great. I'm glad you do this, this, and this because I can pick from this, this, and this. And then we have those other people that say, okay, you do too much. I feel so confused and so discombobulated because I don't know what to pick from. And you know what? That's fine for both avenues. We're on that avenue where the ladies say, let me pick from what works for me, because that's that woman that wants to definitely level up. That's that woman who says, you know what? I am just as unlimited as Bad Coach Dana. I know that God, everything is possible with God. And so I know that everything for me is possible and I am limitless. So that is, you know, where we are. So please go over to our website, www.badfbi.info, and also baddenmarie.com, and you'll be connected to all of the things under the Bad Brand. And let me say this right now, I'm just going to announce this quickly. Tune in to our Monday show, which is Money Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be on for about 30 minutes, and we're going to be talking this coming Monday, promoting other businesses. If you want to be a part of that, email me at info@badfbi.info. Again, message me at info@badfbi.info, and I would love to get your business on the program. So today we're talking about what's the holdup? What is the holdup? And the holdup is there's so much that can go with that, right? There's so much that I could say that would, you know, really put you in a place of, oh no, she's going to say a whole lot, or oh no, she's really going to get us today. And I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm literally going to say to you that the holdup is really whatever is in our own hearts and whatever is in our own minds. The holdup is, you know, what we face and or what we see. So truthfully, the holdup is you. Now, in the information section of the program, I said, you know what, it's right at our fingertips. We can build our businesses it's right in our hands how we can build our businesses. And I know some of you probably said, well, what is that? You know, or spiritually said, okay, yeah, I know in my hands God has given me this talent. I know in my hands I have this gift, blah, blah, blah. Those are the things that some of you have said. But some of you have also said, wait, I have my phone in my hands. And that is exactly what I mean by us being able to build, because in our hands, right there in our hands, we have this one little object or big object, depending on what you're carrying, and it's our phone. And everything that we're able to do, we can do on the go now. We don't have to lose a lot of sleep, but as entrepreneurs, we're able to do these things on the go. We can record a podcast. We can write a blog. We can do a video for YouTube, Instagram, Vimeo. We can Facebook Live. We can go Facebook Live or Twitter Live, Periscope, all of those things. You know, we have in our hands the ability to do those things. Now, some of us, like me, you know, we utilize so many apps on building business or even taking care of home that, you know what, the space on our phones is just, you know, I don't have enough space for all the apps I need. Totally understand. I'm not talking about that today. I just wanted to share that because somebody's going to say, well, I don't have enough space. That is an excuse. So the holdup is, if I had to go through all these points, one, the holdup is ourselves. And why is it ourselves? Because we will make excuses on why we can't do this, that, or the other. We will definitely talk ourselves out of it. And my one example is our phones. If we have our phones right in our fingertips in order to run a business while we're headed to the airport or going to drop the kids off at school or headed to the basketball game or, you know, going to lunch with someone or sitting in the office at home, if we have our phones and we can use our phones right at our fingertips, we will make the excuse, I don't have enough space on my phone to do all the things that I need or want to do for my business. So we talk ourselves out of it. And then the next day comes and you find that five people that you know are in business are you doing all the things that you said you can't do because you don't have space. And so your excuse is, I don't have space. But your excuse 5 years ago was, I don't have time. And then your excuse 10 years before that was, I didn't have money. So the major problem here is ourselves. It's you. It's not me. I'm gonna take myself out of that equation. And not because I want to be mean about it, but because in all truth, facts, and happenstance, I'm using everything that I have right in my fingertips. I'm using everything I have right now to do what I need to do. And that means if I got 15 computers or 17 phones or you know, whatever I need, I'm using it to build my business. Yeah, you know, I may not have a whole lot of bandwidth or a whole lot of space on a phone, but guess what? I do have my laptop. I do have my my laptop. I do have, you know, I might have more than one monitor. But the concern is, and this is another thing too, because people will do. We have this at our fingertips. We can record a video, right? And people will take notes, they'll write ebooks or whatever. I know of a coach who writes her ebooks using her iPhone and whatever the app is on that. But what she said was, you know, or what I looked at was, I like writing. I like writing, and because I do a lot of moving around, I'm not going to have my book that means so much to me in something that's in my hand. Because at any point in time, something wrong could happen, and there it is. I don't have an iPhone. I don't need to upload whatever to the cloud. I like writing, physically writing with a ballpoint pen. I like writing. I also like typing, but I also like being able to save that to a jump drive or to something that I can physically look at when it's in my house. Anything else on the go, video or whatever, I can do that. So what I'm saying to you is when we find excuses, our main holdup is ourselves because everything else we have at our fingertips. You can't say, I don't have enough space. Eliminate space. You found time to build a business. You found money or you found time and realized that you didn't need a lot of money to start and build the business. So why can't you decide that, okay, with this phone I have in my hand, let me eliminate what's on here. Let me transfer some of these pictures to something else. Let me download these pictures. Let me print them out. Let me send them to Walgreens, Walmart, or whatever so I can print them out and make a photo album like I should have anyway. And let me do what I need to do. Let me have what I need to have so that I can build my business. The holdup is really, it's us. It's us. Get a better phone. You're making money at your business, so get a better phone that has, you know, it has a larger capacity for it to hold all the apps that you need. My son said to me yesterday, you need something different because of all the apps you use for business. And I'm just like, okay, eventually I'll get something different. But right now, this is working for me. I'm not making any excuses for what I need to do. When I talk to my business clients, especially the business clients I have in the Bad and Grow Well Challenge, you know, I say to them, whatever you need to do, pick out what you need and run with that. Pick out what you need. You know, I talk to folks about, you know, let me say it this way. A few months ago, one of the groups I'm in, they asked a question about, okay, I use Cash App, but people are saying Cash App is just not professional. It's just not. And I'm kind of concerned. Okay, well, here's the thing. Cash App is owned by Square. Okay? So when you look up your Cash App information, you might be able to see your Square transactions as well. Square, Stripe, whatever. Okay? And Cash App is not unprofessional. It is you getting the money from your customer the best way they can get it to you. So if the customer wants to buy a piece of jewelry, an ebook, a coaching session, publishing, whatever, and they want to use Cash App or that's best for them, then you know what? You better download that Cash App to your phone. And you better get you some Cash App now before you lose a customer. It's the same thing. A friend of mine uses Venmo for her transaction. Guess what? I'm checking this out. I like this. Okay, so guess what I have? Venmo, Cash App, Stripe, PayPal, Wave. I'm Square. I'm using Square for retail. I actually have a Square online shop. The thing I'm saying to you is that there's no excuse. So the only answer we have here on what's the holdup is it's you. Just as simple. It's you. You're stopping you. You're making excuses for everything. And that's not how entrepreneurs work. That's not how entrepreneurs work at all. What helps an entrepreneur realize that they're making excuses is where the Lord says that your gifts will make room for you and put you before great men. The only way that your gifts will make room for you is if you put action behind that gift. The only way that gift will make room for you is if you push that gift. So if you're sitting in your home office or you're sitting on the porch having coffee and conversations, which I do every morning at 9:30, or if you're sitting in front of, you know, you're at another business conference for your industry, and you're looking at everybody doing everything you're not doing, and you're wondering why you're not making the money, and they're becoming the influencers and making the money, it's because you are making the money. At some point, you have to decide, I can't make these excuses anymore. I have to build my business. I have to encourage others and show them through my actions how I'm building my business. I have to say to 15 or so people that, you know what, this is what I do and this is why. Yes, I might have 2 or 3 cell phones and this is why I do, you know, and this is why I do what I do, because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm through making excuses. The holdup is you. Stop holding yourself up. Listen, I thank you all so much for tuning in to Blessed Bureau here on Blog Talk Radio. I am also excited to let you know about PodCoin. If you didn't see it in the information section, go back to the info of this podcast. Join PodCoin and find us, Blessed Bureau, as well as our sister podcast, which is Bad FBI Visions and Dreams. Find us on PodCoin and get paid to listen to the podcast. God bless you. I am Dana Williamson. You all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. God bless.